Pleasure to have this gentleman on the other end of my line. Trainer Irv Miller joins us on Trot Radio. Irv, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thanks for including me in
there. Well, we're delighted to have you with us. You're qualifying one of the more anticipated horses of recent memory on Saturday, that being tomorrow, with the debut of Some Heart Somewhere. She's a full sister, of course, to the great Some Beach Somewhere. $210,000 yearling, but didn't race at two. What happened?
She was just a very immature filly last year, and, you know, wasn't ready to make the speed she needed to make, and I didn't want to hurt her, trying to crowd her too early. So we went a ways. I think we trained her down to around 2.5 or so and kind of took her time, but she wasn't going to be mature enough to race against the fillies she needed to there, so we just turned her out and let her grow up, and so far she's really come back nice.
Now, that's a question that I have, having watched trainers now for quite some time. You know, when do you know whether or not she's, you know, a filly or a colt is just immature or just not a racehorse? Is there any way you can tell?
You know, there's, I guess, some discretion with both of them. Some people believe if they don't make it early, and, you know, they're not never going to make enough, and we're still to see on this filly, but we've been some nice miles with her, and she's starting to put it together pretty nice, so okay. We'll come along slow with her, and hopefully she'll show some of her pedigree here down the road.
Yeah, that would be nice. What's the plan for her at three?
We'll qualify her a few times, then start her in a non-winners of one, probably up at Woodbine. We're going to take a few horses up there after we get done here at the end of the month.
Hmm. Now, you've raced against the Beach, her brother. Are you able to compare the two at all, at least physically?
Physically, I'd say she's not. You know, he was a real big, strong horse. She's more of a medium-sized filly, not near the size he had. But so far, she's got the right attitude. You know, I have yet to see because of the immaturity of her, I haven't pressed on her too hard. I want to try to keep her pretty healthy. So I really don't know how far she's going to go. Other than I'm pretty sure she's going to be a decent race mare.
Well, we'll wish you the best of luck with her. She's also the stablemate of a world champion and man of many missions, who ended the year with a thrilling win in the Breeders' Crown. That horse comes into 2011 as a top-ranked colt in experimental ratings. How's he doing?
He's really coming back good so far. We've been a mile 2.5 with him, and he's just so much more mature than he was last year. I guess you could compare these two horses a lot alike. He was really immature early last year, and we just kept taking our time and kind of letting him work into it. And when we, you know, kind of mid or late season there, when we finally decided to go ahead and qualify him and start him a couple times, he really, you know, put things together nicely.
You've touched on something that is quite the debate these days in our game, and that is whether or not to keep horses racing past four. Here you've got an example of two individuals that really, you know, at least in the case of the filly, didn't show much at two, starting to show at three. Do you think, what's your take on letting the superstars race past age three?
You know what, it all just depends on what they've done and where they're going, I guess. If there are enough, you know, the superstars, you'd always, as a fan, like to see them. As a trainer and an owner, I think you have to value, you know, use their value. And some horses, as they've done with Some Beach and some of those, that their value is so much more as a stallion at the time that it's hard to make that amount of money racing them.
That is very true. I want to get back to Man of Many Missions. When will he qualify?
Probably middle of May, somewhere in there.
And what's his schedule looking like before the Hambo? Any Canadian races?
I don't know. We'll kind of see on what happens at the Meadowlands a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
We've got a few things there at the Hambo and stuff, in Canada that he's eligible to, that we could go. But if, you know, things work out where they're racing at the Meadowlands, a lot of times I'd just soon not travel a lot before the big race.
Yeah. Your other stable standout, of course, is Shady Shark Hanover, and I had to go back and look again at the Alim win in the Breeders' Crown because that was really breathtaking. I mean, he came from out of the clouds. He's rated number two in the spring book behind Big Jim. Interesting that both colts are training at the same facility. You must be keeping an eye on him when time permits.
Yeah, whenever we keep an eye on him on the racetrack. They're both looking really good. My colt's really coming back. Oh, just unbelievably better than he was last year as far as mature and filled out. He really growed up some too, and he just got the great attitude. And you can tell, being around a good horse, he goes out and does his work and always got his ears up working.
It's amazing how that attitude can be contagious, even between two animals. Did Shady Shark Hanover go through some ownership changes over the winter?
Yeah, we sold a piece of him to Jerry Silva and Eric Cherry, the guy that owns the other training center here.
Okay. All right. Now, when you ship north, in the past you've had a fairly strong Canadian stable. Is that in the cards this year, or are you going to stay mostly stateside?
I've got quite a few Liz Mars that are actually training pretty nice. This is his first crop, and I'm going to bring a stable to Canada again. I didn't last year other than the stake races because just the complication of having more horses around. And Jeff Gillis had some of mine up there last year, and he did a really good job with them. I like that, but I've got so many more this year that are Liz Mars, a couple Shark Jesters, so I'm going to go ahead and open a barn up there myself this year.
Wow, that's great. You know, Liz Mara is very special to us here at Rideau Carlton Raceway, being the original Canadian and track-aged pacing record holder, so we wish you good luck with that. Tell us about the Argentinian import, Albion King Epsilon. How did that horse come to your stable?
I actually met the son of the guy that had the horse in Argentina, and I met him this past summer in New Jersey. He was out and helped us for a few days, just kind of checking out the stable and stuff, looking around, and then they decided they wanted to send that horse over here and give him a try since he won several races over there.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you want to do, it's expensive to get a horse here, and anything can happen as far as sickness and stuff, but we had a little bout with the sickness and a little bout getting him ready to race, but now that he's ready to race, it looks like he's going to be all right.
Well, he won his debut down at Pompano. How did he look to you there?
He was real good. I mean, that was just a nice, easy race for him. We took care of the horse, coming easy with him, and when we asked him on the end of the mile, he had good go, and he's back in Sunday night at Balmoral.
It's interesting because Argentinian horses aren't really known for being on the standardbred side. You tend to think of a thoroughbred side. Any insights into what the state of the business is with standardbreds in Argentina?
No, I know so little about it. I actually Lawrence's son has been here off and on, and he was showing me some video of races there, and it looks like county fair racing at its
Really?
Yeah.
They play some hardball, do they?
Oh, they do. They leave out of the gate 100 or 3-4 wide the mile, and they just, keep rocking.
Hey, that'd be some exciting racing. I know the fans here are getting tired of single file up until the final eighth, so
right.
You never know. We could learn a thing or two from that.
That's right.
This has been a real pleasure. I want to thank you for being on Trot Radio, Irv Miller. Best of luck with your stable.
I appreciate you calling.
Well, listen, we look forward to seeing your stock.
Maybe we'll see you up there with Liz again. I think we made him eligible that race.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, hopefully we will. All the best, and thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye now.